So after Avram is unsuccessful in praying for Sodom, the Sodomites, we're told the story of the Sodomites and how Lot did not get the chesed of Avram, even though he tried to practice it. So, for example, Avram, when he saw the three pagans, they were the three malachim, but he thought they were pagans. He said, "Wash your feet outside of the house rather than inside of the house." Lot says the opposite. And again, he didn't want to let any harm befall them. And all of the Sodomites came in the middle of the night, and they wanted to perform immoral acts with them. It says, "Vikra Lot v'yomru l'ayhein v'ashima shaboy lecha layla v'tzim l'anev v'neida osam." It says, "Give us the people that came under your roof." And he said, "Forget about it. V'yetzi l'am Lot ha'pescha v'del sagar achrav v'yomru l'achai tareyu y'nol l'ishtei bonos shaloidu ish ha'tzino ashen v'alem v'zot l'am v'hazu v'neichem rak l'anashim v'el altasu dover ki alkein bo b'tel karasi." He said, "I have two daughters of mine. Do whatever you want with my daughters, but leave these two people, the angels alone, these people with me alone." So you see how he just didn't get anything right. He was by Avram, but he didn't understand what he was supposed to do. And it says they were going to destroy Lot. It says we're going to harm you more than them. Atar nora lecha mehem. Vitzri velo mod vayig shalif vardos. And we're about to break the door. And the Malachim, it says, "Vishcha Noshim as Yaram Vivim Lot, Lalema Boises Del Shagaru." And they brought Lot in, and they struck the people, the Sanverim, that's blindness, Mikatmi Ad Gadol. And in spite of them all being blind, normally you would run away, you would look for help. It's Vayilim Tsa Pasach. They continued to try to find the door to destroy them, to get in, to attack these people and to destroy Lot. So you see the extent. When you're overtaken by evil, you're just not able to withdraw yourself. So it's a lesson to all of us that we have to keep evil at bay and keep evils sublimated. Because if not, even if we're stricken with blindness, even if terrible things happen to us, we can't be saved and we can't be redeemed. And yet... from this terrible thing, Lot's daughters, you see another terrible thing that happened, but eventually the seeds of Mashiach are being sown here from this incident in Sodom and Gomorrah, where eventually Lot's daughters would become pregnant, give birth to Ammon and Moab, and from Moab would eventually come Ruth, and from Ruth would eventually come Mashiach. So you see that in the midst of this terrible thing, the Rebbeinu Shem was busy sowing the seeds of Mashiach. May we be zochet to those that was planted so many centuries ago to being brought into fruition today, so we'll be zochet to the ultimate Geula.